The Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis teaches us. Amar Rav Abba, B'Shabbos Chayiv Odom Luftzoya Al Shtei Tikros. On Shabbos, one is supposed to say the Hamotzi on two loaves of bread. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, regarding the collection of the mon for Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah. So the Pasuk teaches us that we have to have a double amount of loaves, two loaves. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, the Nokat Tarti, he used to actually hold two chalas when he made the bracha, Ubatzachada, but he only cut one. Why? Because V'amma Loktuksiv, only when it comes to the actual collection, there is our halacha that you need to have two loaves. But when it comes to the actual eating, he held you only need to have one loaf, one challah. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira have a botza akulu sherusa. Rav Zeira would cut, and there are two pshatim in this line that become very essential in the understanding of all of Hilchas Lechem Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira have a botza akulu sherusa. Rav Zeira would cut a piece of challah that would last him for the entire meal. That's one pshat. The other pshat that the Mefarshim suggest what this means was, the Rashba, the Ritva, that he would cut all the loaves, that he had in front of him for the meal. To which Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi for Mechzakrav Snusa. Again, whichever pshat we learn, whether if he cuts a very large piece of challah for the entire meal, or whether we learn the pshat that he cut both loaves, doesn't that look like he's a person that needs a lot to eat? It's not polite. Amalei, to which Rav Ashi responded, Kivin the kol yoyim loy ovid. Usually he doesn't do this. Vehidnu the ka'ovid. It's only on Shabbos that he did so by Mechzikrav Snusa. It's obvious that he's not that kind of a person, because only on Shabbos did he do this, not the rest of the week. And this is the basis. This Gemara that we just learned is the basis for Hilchas Lechem Mishnah, which are recorded in Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, Simen Reish Ayin Dalet. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch begins by Tzeyal Shtei Kikros, you should have two loaves. And Ramah adds in the word Shleimos, there should be whole loaves. And we know, and we will discuss this in Mitzvah Hashem shortly, the Ezra Hashem, in our Shir, a very big part of Hilchas Lechem Mishnah, and a very big part of the discussion that the Paiskim have in learning Hilchas Lechem Mishnah is the din of Shleimos, that the challahs have to be whole, and what exactly is the definition of a whole challah. But we just learned the Gemara that taught us the halacha of Lechem Mishnah, and the Gemara didn't speak about the word Shleimos. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Sha'oich Hashtayim B'yaday, you hold both, U'b'tseyah HaTachtoyim. And you cut the bottom challah, a halacha that we'll discuss later. So as we begin this discussion, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch, of Hilchas Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, there's a very fundamental machloikis. How do we understand what the Gemara says is the source for Lechem Mishnah? Most explain that the Gemara said that on Erev Shabbos they would collect a double amount of mon, and from there came the minig to have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. So a number of comments. If we follow that understanding, which is the understanding of most Mefarshim, why we have Lecha Mishnah. So obviously, this halacha would not just apply to Shabbos, it would apply to Yontif as well. Because Erev Yontif, they also collected a double portion of mon. Furthermore, clearly, it would be only a din derabbanan to commemorate the Lecha Mishnah that they had in the Midbar. We, in future generation, have two loaves on Shabbos. But then, there's a very interesting question that I didn't see many Mefarshim actually ask. And that is, if there is a din of Zeich Laman, that they went out on Friday and collected Lecha Mishnah, so we do Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. But the Lecha Mishnah that we're commemorating actually didn't happen on Friday. It didn't happen on Shabbos. It happened on Friday. Darach HaShulchan, however, holds that the Chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah is a Chiyuv Daraisa. Because he says, the Pasuk says, Vehi b'yoyim hashishi lotu Lecha Mishnah shnei ha'oyim alechot, the Pasuk that was referred to in our Gemara, and he says that the words Lecha Mishnah are superfluous. From here we see, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Torah is teaching us that there's a chiyuv to take Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. Certainly, as we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem and coming Shiurim, if we learn that the chiyuv of Shalosudas, the chiyuv that the Gemara in these sugyas as well teaches us, that there's a chiyuv to eat three sudas in Shabbos, is only a derabbanan, we certainly cannot hold that Lecha Mishnah would be a deraisa. Because if the entire chiyuv of Suda is only derabbanan, then the chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah can't be a deraisa. The Taz, most Rishonim actually paskin that Lecha Mishnah is a derabbanan. The Taz holds that Lecha Mishnah and the eating of bread, obviously, by every Suda of Shabbos is a chiyuv deraisa. The Chasam Sofer, others say that even if we'll say that there's an obligation to have more than one loaf on Shabbos, the chiyuv of that one more than, is not dafka to have two whole loaves. Even if you have one and a half, according to the Chasam Sofer, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. And actually, there's a very strong raya to that opinion, because on Pesach, many people only have two matzahs, and we know that the middle matzah, or if they only have two matzahs, the bottom matzah is broken, half put away for Afikoyman, and the other half is left for Moitzi Matzah. It's only a matzah and a half. So from here we see that the chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah, indeed, doesn't demand that it be a deraisa. Doesn't demand that it be two whole challahs. The question, if women are mechuyev in Lecha Mishnah. So clearly, before we get into this discussion, all of the Paiskim are very clear, most of the Paiskim, the only one that really doesn't hold this way is the Aruch HaShulchan, is the Rav Shlomo Kluger, but everybody else is very clear in saying that women are mechuyev in Lecha Mishnah. But there's a machloikis on how we come to this point. According to the Man Amrim that hold the Lecha Mishnah is a deraisa, so many Rishonim want to suggest that the Torah says Zocher v'shamer. Zocher v'shamer, kol sheyeshna b'zechira, yeshna, kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira. And even though, therefore, women are not normally obligated in mitzvahs asei shazman groma, but since women are obligated in mitzvahs lois asei shazman groma, which clearly Shabbos is in that category, so the Gemara says, kol sheyeshna b'shmira, whoever is obligated in Shmira, Yeshna B'Zechira. And that's how we know that women are mechuyev in Kiddush and Shabbos. So many Mefarshim say, similarly, we're going to say, if women are mechuyev in all of the mitzvahs, loisa say of Shabbos, so too are they going to be mechuyev in the mitzvahs, in the mitzvah, as say, of Lecha Mishnah. However, Rabbi Kiv Eger says that that isn't necessarily the case. He says, although we do have Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, we do have the limud of Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zechira, says Rabbi Kiv Eger, maybe that's only as far as the mitzvah Kiddush is concerned. That's where the Gemara says that limud. But to take that limud and expand it to all Hilchos Shabbos, where there is no Gemara saying so explicitly, maybe that wouldn't be the halacha. On the other hand, so just to review, if we hold that Lecha Mishnah is a deraisa, and we hold that the limud of Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zechira applies to all Hilchos Shabbos, so then we're going to say that not only are men obligated in Lecha Mishnah B'Daraisa, even women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah Daraisa. If, however, even if we hold it's Daraisa, we say the limud of Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zechira is only limited to Hilchos Kiddush, then women would not necessarily be obligated in Lecha Mishnah Daraisa, even though men would be obligated in Lecha Mishnah B'Daraisa. However, as we said, most Rishonim, and Briya Halacha says this, hold that Lecha Mishnah is only the Rabbon. It's only Zeicher Leman, a Zeicher that the Mon fell, as we explained when we learned the Gemara, double Erev Shabbos. So for a Zeicher for that, we take Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. So now, the Mefarshim suggests that if we're going to say that Lecha Mishnah is a deraisa, is a rabbanon, zeich leman, and we have a rule that Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim teaches us, Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim teaches us that whenever we say the concept that women are mechuyev in a mitzvah because of afhein hayu b'oisa hanes, says Tosfos, if we're going, so say in Mefarshim, if we're going to say that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is Zeich Leman, and Mon certainly was also something that applied to women as well, we'll say, Af Hein Hoyu Boisa Hanes, and therefore just like women are Mechuyiv in Dalakaisis, and women are Mechuyiv in their Chanukah, and women are Mechuyiv in Megillah, all mitzvahs Drabonim, because of the concept of Af Hein Hoyu Boisa Hanes, so says the Rebbeinu Tam, will we say regarding Lecha Mishnah, since Af Hein Hoyu Ba'Oisa Hanes, there'll be Chayiv and Lecha Mishnah B'Drabonim. The Stechemet, however, has a discussion and says really 2 points. First of all, he says, we cannot necessarily apply the concept of Af Hein Hoyu Ba'Oisa Hanes by itself, only if the Gemara applies it. Furthermore, to say that this was a special ness, Mon was a ness. There was a ness of Mon all week. But there wasn't a special ness that happened with the Mon Friday more than the whole week that we should say Afein Hoyu Ba'Oisa Hanes. And therefore, maybe even if it's a Drabonon, and even if, as Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim teaches us, by Drabonons we say Afein Hoyu Ba'Oisa Hanes, we don't necessarily say it by Lecha Mishnah. But as I said, the preponderance of Paiskim certainly feel that women are mechuyev in Lecha Mishnah. We learned in the Gemara that the Gemara said, Rav Zeira have botza kula sherosai, and we quoted in the Machloikis Rishonim of what that meant. Rashi learned that it meant he cut himself a piece of bread, a piece of challah, large enough for the whole meal. And the Rashi and the Ritva said that he cut himself a piece. He cut all of the chalas that were in front of him. And perhaps as we begin, and in fact, this is halacha lemaisa, and the gra, in fact, used to cut all of the chalas that were in front of him, and so was the minig of many other paiskim. However, not only do we have this fundamental machloikus rishayim, it could well be that this machloikus rishayim really reflects the entire reason for Lechem Mishnah, which will of course have very serious ramifications as we learn the halacha of Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach of Lechem Mishnah. If we learn that on Shabbos they did the lech, they had the reason for Lechem Mishnah is Zeich Lamon, because they collected extra mon on Erev Shabbos. So the point is that they had extra food on Shabbos. Since they had extra food on Shabbos, we have to commemorate that. And that's why we need Lechem Mishnah. But if that's the reason, so then, first of all, maybe by Shalosh Shudos, there wouldn't be a chiv of Lechem Mishnah, because the extra food they had was only there by Friday and by Shabbos by day. But by Shabbos afternoon, there was only the one challah left. So there would be no chiyah for Lechem Mishnah by Shabbos afternoon. If, on the other hand, we learn that the chiyah of Lechem Mishnah, and we wouldn't have to cut all of the extra challahs, like Rashi learns. Because the point is to have on the table the extra challahs, not only, we can take this a step further, not only would there not be an obligation to cut the extra challahs, we shouldn't maybe cut the extra challahs. Because when they had extra food on the table in the midbar, they didn't cut all the challahs. They had the mon on the table that they're going to have for Shabbos day meal, the mon that they had on the table for the meal that they're going to have in the afternoon. But they didn't, in Shalosh Shudos, but they didn't have to cut all of those challahs. On the contrary, they didn't cut them. They needed to save them for the coming meals. If, however, we learn, as the Aruch HaShulchan taught us, that there's a special chiv of Lechem Mishnah for Shabbos based on the Pasuk, what is the Torah teaching us? The Torah is teaching us that Shabbos, we have to show that it's different, that it's a day of bracha. And since it's a day of bracha, how do we show that it's a bracha? When we make the bracha on the food, we don't just make a bracha on one challah, on one loaf of bread, as we normally do. We make the bracha on a number of loaves of bread, L'Kavod Shabbos. And if that's the case, on the contrary, it's very important to cut all of the loaves and to make a bracha on all of the loaves. And in fact, there's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. I think it's a remark that what happens, we know that the halacha, we learned in our sugyas, we paskin, that on Shabbos you're supposed to eat shalosh shudos. What happens if one eats extra meals on Shabbos? Does he have to cut Lechem Mishnah by every meal? And if you look in the remark, at Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph, Sif Dalet, Vim Soyer Harbe Pa'omim B'Shabbos, if you eat a number of times on Shabbos, Tzorech L'chol Suda, Base Kikris. You have to have two loaves by every meal. Why do you have to have two loaves by every meal? Because you want to show the chashivas of Shabbos. That Shabbos is a day of bracha. Now we could also answer the question that we discussed at the beginning of the shiur. We asked at the beginning of the shiur if Lechem Mishnah is to commemorate that on Shabbos, that an Erev Shabbos in the Midbar, they collected extra mon, then why do we commemorate it on Shabbos? The answer is because the Lechem Mishnah, the commemoration was that on the table that they sat by on Shabbos, how did they had extra food? All of that extra food that they collected Friday afternoon. So we are commemorating what happened in the Midbar. What happened in the Midbar was that they had extra food on the table on Shabbos. So we put extra food on our table on Shabbos as well. So as we just discussed, there's two very fundamental perspectives in how to understand the halacha of Lechem Mishnah. Is it to show the bracha of Shabbos? And to show the bracha of Shabbos, we specifically have to have extra and make the bracha on extra? Or is it to show, or is it to show that lechemish, or is it just zeich leman? And with this, we could very well understand a very, very interesting minute that's brought down by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And many poskim focus on this halacha that's quoted by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ayin Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, V'chai l'vtsoi b'chal suda ashtei kikroi shleimash. By every meal, you have to open two whole loaves. V'chishtein b'yadoi b'shash perkes ha-moitzi. We'll discuss these halachas further. I want to get to the point that he ends here. The Kain says, at the end of this Sif, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, k'shmekadish b'yoyin b'shachris, koydim asuda, if you make Kiddush, Shabbos, ha-kavua, koydim asuda ha-kavua, before you eat your lunch, v'oichel pas kisan, all you're going to eat is mezoinis, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a very b'chiddush, yesh l'kachas, Stein Shleimus. That means, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you're making Kiddush in a shul or wherever, and you're not going to eat there, you're going home to eat, you should take Lecha Mishnah. You should take two whole Ragalach, because that's how you're fulfilling Lecha Mishnah. And many Paiskim have a very hard time understanding this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Marsham, and many Paiskim, and I saw the Paiskim say that it's only if it's a Pas HaBar B'Kisnin, if it's the kind of bread, which if it's the kind of mezoinus that you could potentially make a hamotzi on. I saw all sorts of different, in a case where you know, some place can say that you're going to home and you're going to have a regular suda, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch would agree. But that's not what Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that every time we sit down to eat on Shabbos, we have to show the bracha of Shabbos. And how is that bracha manifested? With extra food. And how do we show that? By having double. And you therefore have to have the two ragalos, even if you're going to go home. And even if there's certainly mezonos. But it also could be that according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we could have a tremendous kula. The Pais can discuss, we will discuss as well, what is the halacha if somebody doesn't have lecha mishnah? If somebody doesn't have two loaves, he only has one loaf. So there is one discussion, a very specific discussion, regarding shalosh shudos, which we will mitzvah discuss in future shiurim. We mentioned this earlier, that shalosh shudos may be different. But what about one of the other suda shabbos? What should you do? So, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you only have one challah, but you have in your home a ragalah, or you have in your home a cookie, so you could take that cookie, or you could take that ragalah, and combine it with your challah, and fulfill Lecha Mishnah. And in fact, there's a tshuva that I saw from the Miches Yitzchak in Chelik Yud, Simen Chof Dalet, that has a discussion. What should you do if somebody only has one challah? And obviously, either he's not agreeing with the Pesach of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that you could use a cookie or a ragula for Lecha Mishnah, or it's a situation that you don't have even that cookie or ragula. You have that one challah. So what should you do? Why is there a problem? Because we know the Lechatchila, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Hilchas Betzias HaPas, Lechatchila, a whole challah should be cut for making a bracha hamotzi. But if you're going to cut this whole challah, you're going to end up with not lecha mishnah. What should you do? Particularly as we're learning in our shir that there are opinions that hold that lecha mishnah is a deraisa. So what should you do with such a situation? So it's fascinating that the Miches Yitzchak quotes the Netziv. And the Netziv said, what you should do is, go into another room, somebody else should go into another room, take that challah and cut it into two, and that's how you'll be fulfilling Lecha Mishnah. So let's think about it. At the end of the day, what have you accomplished? You didn't get any more food than you started off with. You started with one challah, and now you have two halves. The only thing that you've accomplished is now when you're going to make the bracha, you're not going to make the bracha on a whole challah, you're going to make a bracha only on a cut piece of challah. Why? If we, however, learn that the point of Lechem Mishnah is to show that on Shabbos everything is more. So yes, it doesn't look more, but it is more. Therefore, because it shows bracha, that I don't have only one piece, I have two pieces. That is the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, and that, particularly according to some Paiskim, where it's a chiv deraisa, Chazal went out of their way for us to be able to fulfill that mitzvah.